with the same eyes and one hand, you better
very clearly, and maybe even visit movies and books and self-help books, psychiatry, psychology, all of these things about communion, like in a family, joy, just end up being happy in a time when I can't be happy. Rich people aren't happy, poor people aren't happy, middle class, some people looking to be happy, and they're finding it, trying to find it here, and trying to find it there, and by all means, love. Not these are things that we talk about what really life is about and what's valuable about life. Look back over life and, well, I did this and I did that and I did this and I did that, but as far as the happiness and love and communion, either there or not there. And what good is all of that if life's alone? So this is what he said. Let's read it again. It bears being read again. 1 John 3:14, because again, I'm just showing you the flow of this book so that we see how everything fits in. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love one another. We love the brethren. We love other believers. He who does not love other believers, I don't care if they sinned or not. That's not the point. We're talking about their position. They are believers in Christ. They have the life you've got. They are in communion with God like you are. So what does he say? He who does not love abides in death. So you're abiding. So if this is absent, he's not in life. No matter how dynamic and how rich and how successful in human world are, you are or not or whatever, if you don't have love for all the brethren, boom, you don't have life. You do not have it. Okay, to understand John then,